Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News Room. I'm Dina Bruderek. During National Police Week, which runs this week until Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service. Let's thank our Uniformed Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are some simple ways to show appreciation. You can email your local department, our sheriff's office, or the state police branch. You can send a text message to an officer or their family. You can call your local radio station to acknowledge law enforcement's dedication. Consider providing a meal, maybe. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Express gratitude directly during errands. And maybe just drop off a gesture of appreciation at the station. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our communities safe. And on May 11th at approximately 4:01 p.m., a collision occurred at the intersection of Unionville and Kilmana Roads, resulting in significant vehicle damage and minor injuries to both drivers involved. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 38-year-old man from Pigeon was driving a 2013 Ford F-150 westbound on Kilmana Road. As he approached the stop sign at Unionville Road, he failed to see a southbound 2012 Chevy Impala driven by a 78-year-old Sebring resident. The Ford pulled out into the intersection, leading to a collision with the Impala. The impact caused the Ford to spin around and come to a stop. The Chevy Impala coasted into a ditch before stopping. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage from the crash. The driver of the Ford F-150, who initially reported no pain, was transported to Shore Hospital by Shore Ambulance for a precautionary checkup. The driver of the Chevy Impala experienced minor chest pain and was also taken to Shore Hospital, transported by Sebring Ambulance. The Sebring Fire Department assisted at the scene, ensuring safety and aiding in the response efforts. Authorities remind all drivers to exercise caution at intersections and always check for oncoming traffic to prevent crashes. And the northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County remain closed as of the latest update at 9:55 a.m. on Friday, following a possible road rage shooting near the northbound I-675 exit. Michigan State Police 3rd District, via their X platform, indicated that the freeway closure extends from the Holland Road M-146 interchange to the southern I-675 interchanges, with the incident occurring at exit 150, the off-ramp to north I-675 to downtown Saginaw. While details are still limited, authorities have confirmed the incident to ABC 12, suggesting a potential shooting. Speculation on social media platforms suggests that Saginaw County Dispatch received reports of a male individual discovered bleeding with no pulse and a bullet hole in his car door. Additionally, complaints have surfaced on social media with individuals reporting being stuck on I-75 for over an hour due to the closure. The investigation is ongoing and further updates are anticipated. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Them Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. The CEO of the Ram and Dodge brands and the unofficial voice of American Muscle Cars is retiring from Stellantis after nearly 32 years. The announcement Friday of Tim Kuniski's retirement comes as the company struggles with U.S. sales as it begins the transition from gasoline to electric vehicles. Through April, its sales were down 14.1%. Tim was leading the Dodge brand's transition to electric muscle cars. Recently, he was CEO of both the Dodge and Ram brands. He'll be replaced at Ram by Chris Fuel, who will take on Ram in addition to her duties leading the Chrysler brand. Sales executive Matt Acklier will become Dodge brand CEO. And it was Lainey Wilson's night in many ways. She took home Female Artist of the Year and the top prize of Entertainer of the Year at the 2024 Academy of Country Music Awards. The awards were handed out Thursday at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, just north of Dallas. Hosted by Reba McEntire, the 59th ACM Awards were a star-studded event with performances from artists including Kane Brown, Blake Shelton, Chris Stapleton, Post Malone, and more. The ACM streamed live on Prime Video and the Amazon Music channel on Twitch Live. And the last U.S. zoo to have pandas in its care is preparing to say goodbye to the four giant bears this fall. Officials at Zoo Atlanta said Friday they are preparing to return panda parents Lun Lun and Yang Yang to China, along with their American-born twins. They were the last pandas in the country since the National Zoo in Washington returned three in November. Atlanta received Lun Lun and Yang Yang in 1999 as part of a loan agreement that is expiring. It's possible the San Diego Zoo will become a new panda pair this summer. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.
And we have one obituary to report for Friday night, May 17th, 2024. Laverne E. Shemka of Bloomfield Township, Port Hope, went to be with the Lord and Savior on Wednesday, May 15th, at the age of 91. A Mass of Christian burial will be held on Monday, May 20th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert's Parish, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Rapson. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, May 19th from 1 to 8 at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe, or Monday at the church from 10 to 11 in the time of service. A combined Knights of Columbus and Daughters of Isabella Rosary will be offered Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the funeral home. If you wish to offer your condolences to the friends and family of Laverne Shemka, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com.